Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Nnamdi Matabike met with the media at the start of training camp in Owings Mills.
So even at the start of training camp, do you guys, as teammates, do you guys talk about kind of the expectations that surround this team?
Yeah, we do. But overall, we're just happy everybody just to see everybody's faces, just be here, see everybody healthy and ready to go. Everybody's just excited to see each other and just get ready for a training camp. That's all we're just focused on, just having a great camp.
I think you were one of the most double-teamed interior linemen in the NFL last year. Just kind of looking back at that experience, how it challenged you, how it grew from you, what kind of stuff to look out.
Yeah, definitely got a lot of potential last year. It freed up a bunch of guys, but, you know, it was frustrating at times. But, you know, I made an emphasis this offseason to find ways to split them, get stronger in the weight room and stuff like that, get even add a little bit more weight because, you know, I know they're going to be sliding. So it's a good thing, you know, and I appreciate it. But, you know, I definitely want to keep being productive and being the player that I know I can be.
What do you want your kind of target playing weight to be?
Same time?
What do you want your target playing weight?
Probably between 290 to 300, around that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how different is that from last year? Like, how much weight did you want to add?
Last year, I think I was a little bit lighter, maybe 285, around that, 290. But, you know, I want to add a little bit, like 5 to 8, you know what I mean? I think those little things even add a difference, so, yeah.
Marlon has said that he wants the identity of this Ravens team to get back to defense. Just kind of when you look at the defensive side of the ball, the guys you have, what's it going to take to
just being us, you know. I think in the middle of last year, you know, we found a little spark that we needed. You know, we didn't come up to the best start, but, you know, we started picking up as the season went on. But just being ourselves, playing Raven football, and it's definitely the cornerstone of our whole team is on defensive play. I know we take pride in stopping the run and stopping passes and stuff like that. So that's what we're going to emphasize on in camp.
Is that one of the hardest things about the Buffalo loss was the way they were able to run the ball? You kind of got lost a little bit in there because of some drops and turnovers, but the way they ran the ball, is that what you took away from that game?
Just the whole game, you know, it just wasn't our best play, and it wasn't a good loss, you know, to digest in the offseason. So we're definitely hungry this camp to get our juices flowing and get back to playing the type of football that we know we can play.
I think some people can look at the sack totals and see your regression year over year, but you talked about the double teams before, the other ways to look at that. How do you quantify individual success and looking at last year specifically?
It's a good question. I'd say just attention that you get on the line. And obviously, production is for everybody, but just being really a tenacious force, you know, that's how I see yourself as a player. You know, when you're a good player, people are going to scheme against you and stuff like that and try to stop you, and it's going to free up other guys, but you still want to play, you still want to ball, you still want to eat. So you just got to have to find ways to, like, beat the slides and watch even more film and just study, you know, specific opponents. So those are the things I'm going to definitely emphasize this year.
Before that second half of the season, Zach Orr was really taking a lot of flack for how the defense was performing. What are you going to see of him this offseason, and do you see any differences or changes for him and how he approaches the job going forward?
Yeah, he was getting flack, but, you know, I think in the second half of the season, we turned around and started being really productive. The Buffalo game definitely wasn't a game that we played our best football. So, you know, Zach is a great defensive coordinator. We all trust in his plan, and he's going to put us in the best position to be successful.
Brent Urban and Michael Pierce aren't here. Does that impact you and the leadership role you want to have with that group this year?
Yeah, definitely. I saw myself as a leader last year as well. I was breaking the team down before game and getting everybody ready to go. Mike and Herb were great vets for us, and we're leaders. But, you know, I wouldn't say it's me being stepping up, but me growing more in a role as a leader. Yeah, Trav, you know, he's a great player, great competitor, great person as well, and he works really, really hard. And I definitely see himself being a bigger leader and growing in that as well, so looking forward to it.
How do you do breaking down the huddle at minicamp? I know.
Say again?
I heard Harbaugh kind of put him on the spot at minicamp to break down the huddle. How did you do there?
He did pretty good. You know, this is probably his first or second time, so he made a little stutters here and there, but that's how I was too. So, you know, I was like, bro, don't worry about it. You're growing to that role, and just let yourself blossom over time, and you'll get right, so.
How would you describe training camp environment?
It's hot, but you know, it's the days are long, but the years are short. So you want to make sure you get that you're working as much as you can throughout the training camp and build good habits. And bring along guys with you. The young guys, teach them things that you know you did as a rookie or a second guy like Calais and all these guys taught me. I'm passing it down as well because that's what things that implemented me to be the best that I can be. So that's how training camp is about. So,
With how close this team has been the past couple of years and how good the teams have been, do you sense any kind of different energy as you approach training camp this year?
I do every year. Every year it's a new energy. You know, we have new players every single year, it's always a new energy. So, you know, I feel that. I think everyone in the locker room feels that, but it's about growing in that, believing in that, and just taking it one day at a time and just keep getting better. Yeah.
What's been the response of the team to the new pool?
Oh, the new inside, it's great. This is my first time seeing it. I think I came here probably 2 weeks ago, and it still looked like – I was like, I don't know if they're going to be ready. I'm not sure, but they surprised everybody. It looks fantastic. I've used the hot tub already. Guys are getting right. It looks great.
Does it replace anything you do when you're kind of post-practice routine, or is it supplementing what you already had, or what?
No, this is really the same thing, really. I think it was just in mini camp and stuff. They didn't have it ready, so I didn't do like hot tub and stuff with that like I did. But now they got it ready. It's the same old, just a new structure. It looks really good. I don't think you've seen it. Have you seen it yet?
We saw it on Marlon's Instagram
story. It's fire. Yeah, Marlon couldn't wait to put it on Instagram, but it looks that good, yeah.
Now, you mentioned it's hot, right? The training camp is hot. But yeah. Tomorrow, what's the mood of you guys coming from the locker room onto this field for the first time?
The mood? Excitement! We're back to playing football again. It's back to football season. It's exciting. It's thrilling. It's ready. It's everybody's ready to go, and I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you.